And that's when I told you the Holy Spirit pressed in this morning to go to Isaiah 9, and of course it was 11. Only the verse 11, and I don't want to go back there because I've already shared that, and I don't want to go back there. But I want to remind you of the word that was given last week. You are woven together as a corporate body through the Holy Spirit. You carry many gifts that are to be shared as I direct. Notice it's not as you direct. Among you are pastors, prophets, apostles, evangelists, and priests. You are all servants of the Most High, or the Most Holy High Priest. My direction would be to serve one another as you would serve me. Does that mean judge and condemn and find fault? Just the opposite. And the confirmation was in 1 Peter 4:10 through Gail. Peggy is the instrument that he spoke this word through to us. And sometimes we hear it for the first time, and in my experience, when I hear it for the first time, my soul is focused. How many know what I'm talking about? My mind, my will, my emotions, everything is registered in that level. When I hear it the second time, it becomes mine. And sometimes when I declare it, it becomes really mine. So would you do me a favor, please? Would you close your eyes? Would you open your spiritual ears? And would you open your mouth? Say, we are woven together. As a corporate body. Through the Holy Spirit. We carry many gifts. That are to be shared as He directs. Among us are pastors. With an S. Prophets. With an S. Apostles. With an S. Evangelists. With an S. And priests. With an S. We are all servants of the Most Holy High Priest. And our direction coming from Him is to serve one another. As He directs.
As He directs.
And as He has given us example.
And He has given us
example. Amen?
Amen.
How did that feel going down? How many felt something stirring as those words were coming out of your mouth? If you felt something stirring, put your hand up. Put your hand way up. Look around. Now that word comes alive as it is spoken. Okay? And as you agree corporately, it will manifest through you when you least expect it. Look at your neighbor and say, you look good in priest's outfit. Yeah. See, he wants a kingdom of priests and kings. Some of us, we know how to rule already. Come on. Some of us know how to rule already. We want to know just exactly how our crown's going to fit. And if we can use that scepter to knock somebody out. She wants a tiara. Okay. What else is new? Okay, let's go on a journey. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I would ask you to consider the words that need to be adjusted out of your hearts this week. And not to forget, His plan is to develop your love affair with each other. Verse 1. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secrets and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth a truly plain and truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel or our good news is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Aha. Do you think the God of this age has lost his position? He's still on the job, isn't he? They have been blinded in their minds so that they cannot see the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord of ourselves, as your servants, for Jesus' sake. Verse 6. For God, who has said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. So to show that this is all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. I'd like to just kind of look at that particular verse. My clay used to be pretty cute, but it's getting older. Try it on for size. Amen. Some of you are getting older.
Amen.
Try it on. Say, my clay.
My clay.
Used to be pretty cute.
Used to be pretty cute.
But now it's getting older.
It's maturing.
It's
maturing.
It's not hopeless.
It's not hopeless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What am I doing? I'm teasing you. But there's also some truth in it. All right? When we start looking in the mirror and we see things readjusted, we don't like it sometimes. Okay? But,
you're kind.
I am kind. Of course I'm kind.
Readjusted, I have another word for it.
You have another word for it? All teasing aside, did God know that you were weak when he chose you?
Yes.
Did he know you had problems when he chose you?
Yes.
I mean, what kind of a God have we got to choose somebody with these defects and these problems and these areas of weakness? Amen?
Amen.
He wanted to make a point. Exactly. What was that point, Pete? He
takes the things that are cast aside by the world.
Yep.
Turns them into something that they are not by no power through them, except through him.
Except through him.
Amen.
You're absolutely right. And you see, once we start functioning on our own, we create the biggest mess, and still we run to him, and he says it's not too late. Mm-hmm. Now, how many can relate?
Amen.
Okay? See, I need to be able to say to you, no matter how deep you go down into the garbage, he is not going to turn his head around and say, you can't come back. The prodigal son wanted to spend money on wild living. We don't have any of those people today. Except when you look at the TV and all the stuff that they sell to revitalize you. Well, I'm serious. If they can advertise all these things to make you alive when you think you're dying. Oh, come on. You are adults, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. Think about what I'm saying to you. Jars of clay have a habit of what? Deterioration. The Holy Ghost, however, has a reconstruction process going on inside. So who's he concentrating on? Is he concentrating just on the jar of clay?
No.
What is he concentrating on?
Everything.
The spirit within. Okay? How many of you speak in other tongues? Thank you. What am I pushing that button for? Because that's your hot line to the chief. That is the place where you will turn in to an instrument of praise and worship in the time of unbelievable stress. When that bolt of lightning hit, there was a reaction in my flesh. Yeah, the clay was, you know, and it shook a little because the bed was shaking. But my spirit man couldn't go back to sleep. My spirit man said, get out of bed. I have a word for you.
It woke me up. I went to bed at what, 1? Yeah. And I had to go outside, and I was up till 3:30 because it was just going around my house like this, and I could not sleep in my room because it lit up everything. I sat outside till 3:30 in the morning and watched.
I think it was about 3:15 for me to go back too. But the point I'm trying to make you aware of is your inner man has abilities that your outside clay does not have. The difference between the inner spirit of the real you is eternal because of the good news. When you said yes to Jesus Christ, your inner being became an eternal being that will never die. You say, well, boy, oh, boy, it doesn't look that good from the outside. Praise God, you got an inside.
Amen.
All right? And that inside is getting stronger and bigger and more mature than you've ever been before. Verse 7 again. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show us that all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Now, none of you have had that problem this week, but some have. Perplexed, but not in despair. How many get confusion periodically by trying to figure out what God's doing? Amen. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake. Say, wait a minute, I don't like that part. He wants us to die to our attitudes so that we can change our future altitude. Hear me. He wants you to get rid of your attitude so that you will come to a new level in your altitude, spiritually. Verse 11 again. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. But life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. Now, I could go on there because, see, everybody with this limited attitude of watching the deterioration of the outer garment sometimes gets so overwhelmed and so depressed. But you've got to remember, there's something going on inside of you, and you need to tap in. You need to tap in. You need to get his vision of why there's a dying process of the outside to recreate the inside. Got it? Okay, verse 15. All this is for your benefit. Some people say, I don't like this dying process. It doesn't feel like it's going to benefit me. So that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Try it on. Say, my inner man.
My inner man.
is being renewed.
Day by day.
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory. Did you notice the word eternal glory? Not part-time. Not something that'll fade away in a matter of seconds. It will far outweigh them all. So that we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Is your spirit man visible?
No.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. I got very angry with God one time and I said, I want to see. I am nosy. I said, well, why would you do that? He said, he'll satisfy your every desire. Psalms 37. I want to see the Spirit within. Not just in me. So I began to, let's say, go on to a real journey of, I want to see. And a few weeks go by. And it was on a Wednesday night. And I went up into the intercession area. And I was worshiping the Lord, giving thanks. And the Lord said, go into sanctuary and begin to pray. So I did. And I walked around the church. And as I did, I prayed in the Spirit, trying to figure out what he wanted. And he kept saying, you're going to get what you want. So, well, that should be interesting. But I forgot my prayer that had been going on for several days. How many know you can forget what you prayed?
Yeah.
So I go in, and the worship began, and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, pastor gets up to the pulpit, and he begins to preach. And I'll never forget it. The pulpit wasn't quite this wide, but he had his two hands like this. And I'm worshiping, and he's, you know, the worship is all done, but my inner man is still going. How many know what I'm talking about? You can hit a beautiful song, and all of a sudden it's still flowing inside of you, and your brain is kind of connected, but not connected. And all of a sudden, this is no exaggeration, his hands, his whole chest, and his head became translucent. It was like a milky color, but I could see right through, and I could actually make out the bones. And I said, Lord, that's awesome. So then I took off my glasses to see if there was anything wrong with my glasses, because how many know your brains can really cause a problem to the visions? So I took off the glasses, but the vision did not stop. So I went back to the Lord. And it lasted quite a while. Most of the time he was preaching. And I said, Lord, what happened? He says, you see, your pastor's spirit. Oh, wow. Wow. I said, oh, wow. He says, that's the part of him that's eternal. It doesn't grow old. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, get a clue. There's a part of you that's getting better and stronger and more vital in the kingdom of God than you could ever taste or see unless you get nosy just like Kim. Now, you can put the name there that you want, but I'm giving you what I did. You know, because I wasn't satisfied with the preacher that said, oh, you can have it all. Well, it was fine for them, but I was left out in the cold. Are you catching on? When you decide to get nosy, and you decide that you want more, he'll give you more. If you knock, he'll open the door. Final verse. For what is seen is temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. Is it in your Bible? What is seen is temporary. But what is unseen
is eternal.
That's the real me. And the real me is pretty cute in the mirror. Come on now. Look at your neighbor. Say, the real you is real cute in the mirror. You're getting younger and greater than you've ever known before. Just get hungry. For more. Hallelujah. You got the message. By the way, did you feel the anointing? I felt it. Enjoy each other.